All right, Joey Savacci, third overall in the night. First of all, crazy track. Like, I've made this joke a bunch, so people are going to hear this. But the landing of the triple, when I was looking, it looked like Unadilla second moto. Dude. Like, it was gnarly. Like, it was not an easy track.
For someone who missed all last year, it was a lot to take in, I'll be honest with you. Like,
four gate drops to the track.
Jeez Louise. It deteriorated quick. Yeah. But I think what made it tough, I mean, like, dude, the rhythms were gnarly, but the rocks that were coming out were, like, made it even harder than it was. But, yeah, it was good. I'm definitely I was a distant third for sure. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I believe I can be closer than I was. It's just I need time, dude. Like, I mean, I hate to say that. It sounds like an excuse, but I don't really have that much time on the bike. And, you know, the two guys that meet me have a lot of time on that bike. So, yeah, it was, dude, it was gnarly. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
It was like one of those tracks that, like, you can't even get tired.
Well, you saw guys just slowing down to stay out of the ruts, or jumping a weird rhythm to stay out of the rut, or just going sideways and hooking a stage left. So, you know, it looked hard.
Yeah, it was. Like you said, it's just, it's unpredictable. Yeah. And it's like, as much as you can trust the guy in front of you, you can't at the same time, because sometimes you just catch an edge and it pulls you. So it's, you know, other than the last one, like, I was okay with my riding, but the last one was tough. I just got caught up in the pace and, yeah, just didn't ride great, to be honest. Mm-hmm. It was brutal. But Canada, it was
country.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of reminds me of Toronto almost. Yeah. Just maybe a little rockier.
Yeah.
Toronto was pretty rutted.
Especially the early years of Toronto was worse than the later.
Yeah, yeah, so it, I mean, dude, 2 weeks ago when I raced, you know, Brisbane, it was concrete with pebbles and dust. And then we come here and it's the complete opposite. So I'm getting the full treatment of track conditions.
So bike setup wise, like, did you run the Brisbane thing, or did you really, were you adjusting all day, or?
We tried to adjust, but to be honest, we have the 2024 forks on, which is an American spec. And then we have the 2025 shock from Australia, because the 25 shock's different. So we can't just train,
you can't swap it.
So, I just like the feel of the 24 forks more. Mm-hmm. So that's what we need to do. Unfortunately, before next weekend in Wollongong, I think we might get one day of riding in because we fly back, lose a day, land Tuesday, we leave Thursday for press. So hopefully ride Wednesday, but we need to test for sure. Like, overall balance is rear soft. You know, considering, honestly, like, we really haven't tested. The fork is something that I think Max raced with. And then the shock is whatever the guys in Australia built. So it's a Frankenstein per se setup, but I mean, dude, like I said, it's we're good, but we need to make improvements if we want to be closer.
This might be a dumb question. It may make me look like a shitty journalist, which, no surprise. Did you do the 3-4?
When?
Like, at any point in the mains?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I did it in practice.
I know you did
yesterday,
practice and all that, but
and then I did it a little bit in qualifying today, but dude, like, I don't know how Eli was getting it so easy, because it was like, I must have been fading a little bit too far right, because the side that I was on, if you went for the four, you were doing a front flip.
Okay, yeah.
So
Those guys were getting it more, on their left.
Yeah. And to be honest, like, the problem was is the guys that I ended up behind in the last one were like, sometimes they were going inside roll double, sometimes they were going inside roll mess up roll. So like, I couldn't even go outside, because if I went outside to three, I was going to jump into the back of them. So like, I just got caught up in a bad spot. But yeah, I didn't do the 3-4 in the third or the fourth one. But,
but first two you did? Okay.
Yeah, all right. A little bit. On and off. Not a lot.
I was wondering, because you were one of the first guys to do it. And I was wondering, I'm like, he's not pulling that. I must have just missed those other times.
Not a lot. Right. I could probably count on maybe two hands, probably one hand.
So the freeze thing, when you come up to him, you're just, it's just like a porcupine. Like, you just, because you can see what he does. And like, he races hard, but then also does some freeze things. But it's really like, when you watch you guys, and even watching Kenny, it's like, I don't know what to do.
It's just, dude, it's hard, because like, I know if I run up the inside of Kenny, or Eli runs up the inside of me, like, there's enough respect there to, like, I don't have to worry about retaliation.
Yeah.
And with him, like, it's just, it's frustrating, because like, dude, if you're slower, you know, like, put up a little bit of a fight, but like, if I go up the inside of you, the problem is that if you try to make a pass and you force a pass, you got to worry about getting destroyed in the next corner, you know? So like, but also not only that, but if you do something now, you got to worry for the rest of the season, because
Sure.
He's the opposite of Nemo.
You can literally see you guys being hesitant. Like,
yeah,
well,
but
honestly,
and it's just because it's like you just you can't trust them, unfortunately. Yeah. You know, like, and if Kenny ran up the inside of me or I ran up the inside of Kenny, like, I just know that I would do it once, maybe twice, but like on the third time, it's like, okay, he's faster than me. Yeah. I'm gonna try to learn something.
Yeah.
Whereas with that situation, like.
Yeah.
You're beating it. You're trying to talk to a wall, and it's it definitely you can tell like it's things change.
And then if earlier on, if you go back and watch the race, like Tomac will get him right away, and then Kenny loses because he can't. He's waiting. So you know it's gotta be tough.
Yeah, like Eli was trying to be patient, and it bit him because Kenny got by him. And it's just I don't know, dude. Like I get it, but in the same time, it's there's one guy, in my opinion, that just makes this not fun.
Yeah.
Not that racing should be fun, but, like, it should be good hard battling, and there's really one guy, and it just sucks. You know, like, I'm all about hard racing, but it's, like, borderline. You got to worry about the guy being maybe turning his brain off. So
yeah, I'm not bringing it up to, like, start, but you can see it affects the races. It affects the races.
It does, but, like, at the same time, like, I respect it. Yeah. Like, you race hard, but in my opinion, there's a fine line of racing hard and just racing behind you. You know, like, and I hit him kind of hard in the
second one, maybe.
Yeah, but like, we came out of the corner after the finish line, and like 20 feet out of the corner, he had 200 feet to the next corner, and he like checked up, was looking over his shoulder, and I'm like, bro.
Yeah.
So then I had no choice, and then like I got him, but then I'm like,
oh,
God. For the next couple corners, like I'm puckered because I'm trying to get out of there, and it's, you know, I don't know, I'm torn. Like, I get it, but there comes a point where it's like, hey, you're slower.
Yeah.
Try to learn, be better. So I don't know.
Well, hey. Good job, third overall, and like you said, you're a little off those two guys, but I mean, hey, better that than fourth or fifth, so good job.
I mean, dude, those two who beat me are pretty elite.
They're not bad.
They're pretty good guys. I don't know if you know that, but they've won a lot of races, so, but yeah.
They've also had 843 battles between them in their time, so.
Yeah, it's been good.
Yep. Thanks, man.
Yeah, thank you.